Welcome back, everybody. We've got another episode of the X Podcast. I'm Brenda Rigney, your host, and today I have on Natalie Wong. Hi, Natalie.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you on here. So Natalie is an image and mindset consultant. She lives out of Canada, and she works with clients mostly in the Gen X women sort of category, I would say, or group. And she helps them, you know, we were just talking about it offline, but just as we're going through sort of midlife transitions, you know, and maybe rethinking sort of like our workspaces and how we want to show up. Natalie loves working with this group of women. And then you also work with young professionals that really need sort of some mentorship around, again, sort of like how they're showing up, how they're, you know, creating maybe more visibility or representing themselves. You know, getting seen, heard, you know, I can imagine like in the interview process or in the career progression process, this could be really helpful. But we'll get into that today. And your background is you've got training in image consulting, RTT hypnotherapy, and NLP. So yes. A beautiful combination, because I think you, like, it's that sort of, like you said, the image and mindset consulting piece where it's like you work on the mind, but also how we show up and how our mind can play tricks on us, our thoughts. Probably navigating through all of that. I'm excited to get into this discussion today with you.
Me too. Let's dig in.
Okay, so let's go back in time a little bit. How did you get into this field of work and like combining these sort of two topic areas or modalities, like the image consulting and the mindset work? I'm just kind of curious how that all got sort of formed and brought together.
Okay, so it started about, I'd say, 10 years ago. Something that we haven't mentioned yet is that I was teaching for a long time and I took a year of absence and I decided to volunteer, and I volunteered at Dress for Success.
Okay.
And that's a wonderful organization to help women new to the country or new to the workforce to get, you know, styled and coached to enter the workforce. And I was a stylist there, and I would see women come in the boutique, and within an hour, when we put outfits together, you could see their body language change. Mm-hmm. It's almost like there was a jolt of confidence that would be sparked in them, and I just got hooked. Like, clothes had so much power, and I decided to pursue that field. So I took my training as an image consultant. And I thought, you know what, this is such a wonderful field, transformation. Mm-hmm. What can I do to make it even more complete, even more comprehensive? And that's when I decided to add the hypnotherapy part to it, because the image is on the outside, but right, the mindset is really influencing how you are in the world, how you act, how you present yourself, how you feel about yourself. So putting those two together really became something that, you know, I don't think there's many of me out there. I'm many people like me. And after leaving teaching just about 3 years ago, I went full on and I launched my business.
Amazing. That's great. So I love the fact too that you're an entrepreneur and that you're doing this, because the whole point of the X Podcast is to go behind the scenes and talk to entrepreneurs about their business, but also, you know, these passion areas that they have and who they support in the world. So talk to me about, let's talk a little bit about the Gen X, the midlife woman that you help support. What are some of the things out there that you typically, like when you're engaging with those clients or they're coming to you and seeking your expertise, what are some of the concerns that they have?
Well, the concerns that they have is mostly, you know, when they were in their 20s, mm-hmm, things were easy. Getting ready was easy. Putting makeup was easy. As we age, we need a little bit more help. And what worked when we went 20 and in our 30s doesn't work anymore. And for a lot of women, you know, they were moms. They spent a lot of time supporting their kids and, mm-hmm, you know, driving them to school. You don't need to be dressed really.
No, as long as no one talks to you in the school lineup, right? It's like, put on a toque, you know, zip the jacket up, you're good.
I know. So as the kids got older, they start to focus on themselves a bit more. And if the kids leave the house, then, you know, they are thinking, well, what do I want to do with my life? You know, I'm 45, I'm 50, I'm 55. My life, mm-hmm, is far from, you know, they still have so many great years ahead of me. I want to look good. I want to feel good. And that's mostly their concern. How can I feel better? They're dealing with menopausal symptoms. There may be, they've maybe gained a little bit of weight. They want to go back to a place where they take care of themselves and they mm-hmm. look their best and feel their best. So that's what they come and ask.
And so when you're working with a client like that, like sort of talk to me about like kind of what that process looks like. You know, if someone was to engage with you and wanted your expertise, how would they work with you?
Okay, so people can come from two different parts. They can say, Natalie, I need help with releasing weight. So we work with the hypnotherapy, like I support them with the hypnotherapy part. Or there's some blocks that they have. Oh, I can't be successful. I've been a mom for all my years. Now I want to be an entrepreneur. So I can start working with them with that angle. And then after that, it's like, oh, I want to look better. And then we work with the image part. Or they can come in from the other side. They can say, oh, I just want a color consultation to, you know, find out which colors look make me look my best. Right. And then say, oh, you also do style portfolio. Maybe I can revamp. Maybe you can help me revamp my wardrobe. Maybe you can help me find clothes that make me look my best at my age. And oh, I'm interested in stopping smoking. So then the hypnotherapy part comes in. So there's two different angles. And wherever people are at, that's where we start.
Awesome. And so talk to me a little bit about the hypnotherapy. What is that process like? And what is it? Because I know sometimes people get a little worried about hypnosis. It's like, oh, what's going to happen? I'm going to fall asleep. I'm going to, you know, reveal all these things to the practitioner. Like what exactly is hypnotherapy?
Hypnotherapy is just a state where you're more suggestible. And we are always in control. There's no one who will just go do silly things. It's not stage hypnosis, it's hypnotherapy. So it's something to help you become better.
Right.
And the example that a lot of people give is like, okay, if I said to you, Brenda, stand up and you're under hypnosis, you would likely do it. But if I said, Brenda, go rob a bank, you're not going to do it because it's just against all your values. Okay. So it's just hypnosis. It's just basically accesses your unconscious mind to give powerful suggestions to help you achieve or let go of negative beliefs so you can do, you can be better.
So pairing it with the image consulting work that you do, again, if I have a, you know, negative thought about my appearance, I'm, you know, maybe likely not to do certain things or show up in a certain manner, like, oh, I couldn't possibly have a podcast. I couldn't possibly be on Instagram on video. You know, my hair doesn't look great. My skin doesn't look great, whatever those things are. Some of it could be true in the sense of like, hey, like I'm fully acknowledging as I go through perimenopause, my skin is like, I just need like a good moisturizer. Like if I have a good moisturizer in my bathroom, like my day is set, just because I experience so much dryness. But the mindset about like sort of showing up and, you know, being present or being engaging in your business, or in your career could also be a little bit of a mindset shift, right? So you work with clients to help recognize maybe some of those limiting thoughts, blocks that they might be experiencing. The hypnotherapy, I guess, helps to release that. So what? So that they feel a little bit more confident tomorrow taking like a different step. Is that how I...
It is. It is exactly what you said. One thing I should mention is I do a special type of hypnotherapy called rapid transformational therapy.
Okay.
And it's different than the traditional hypnotherapy. Traditional hypnotherapy is more about putting the person in a very relaxed state, giving suggestions, and then bring the person out.
Okay.
The rapid transformational therapy, RTT, which was started by Marissa Peer in England, and I took the training from her, is putting the person in a relaxed state and digging. Why are you having this belief? And it comes from, you know, your past. Like at some point in your past, maybe you were a child, you made that decision that, you know, when I reach my 50s, I saw my grandmother having problems with menopause, it's going to happen to me. Maybe you made that decision and now it's just manifesting in your world. So with RTT, we dig out why you believe this, and then we change it through some techniques that are very special to RTT. And at the end of the session, we do the suggestions, and those suggestions are recorded and audio recording, and the person will listen to the recording for 21 days. So she will have the transformation during the session, but it will be cemented by listening to the recording for 3 weeks. So it's extremely powerful.
Yeah. And repeating the process over and over again. Yes. So it becomes now like a habit of thinking.
Yes.
Okay. Lovely. So when you think about, I'm going to shift a little bit more back to sort of the image consulting piece. You know, if my audience typically that's listening to this podcast are, you know, women entrepreneurs, or as I like to say, emerging entrepreneurs thinking about leaving their corporate job and starting their own business. And most of those businesses, like most of the clients that come to me, they're either working from home. Some of them might be in a shared workspace, but most of the time they're working from home. It's an online business, whether it's product-based or service-based. But they're, you know, working like we are, just like over Zoom or, you know, doing recordings. And so what's the attire? Like even right now, like I'm wearing like my standard Aritzia blouse. I love the capsule wardrobe. I'm like the capsule wardrobe queen. So it's like if I find a great top, like I love this work shirt style. That's what it looks like. Two lapel pockets. I get it at Aritzia. I've got it in all the colors. I have like two in white, two in this blue, because I just like wear them all the time. But what would you say to women to like, you know, shift it up a little bit, or, you know, be a little bit more, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, charismatic, or wants to put a little bit more flair into their style, even though they know that most of their workspace is just in this little box?
Well, it depends the industry you're in. You know, some industries are more creative than others. But I do feel that when there's a process, when you dress up better, you feel better. You show up more professional than if you're wearing, you know, your sweatpants and your t-shirt. So dressing up so you feel more confident. I also find that if you wear your best colors, the energy of the colors are, you know, affecting you. So you look better. Your skin looks more like shiny, more glowing. So you need to have a color analysis for that. But I think that, like, I'm wearing a blazer right now, and the blazer makes me feel more, you know, more credibility, and it gives a little bit of credibility to what I'm saying. So a blazer is always good. Doesn't have to be like super fancy, but a jacket and a nice blouse, like what you're wearing right now. Because we're on Zoom, we need to have a little bit of a punch. So see, I'm wearing my necklace here, so it adds some visual interest. And jewelry that makes you look feel good. It's all about finding the pieces that work together and that make you feel put together.
I love that. Work together that make you feel put together. Yeah, no, I think that those are really good things. I think that in the online space and the way business is going, it has definitely moved to more casual. Like even yesterday I was on a call with a client. She had just finished taking her dog for a walk. We had her like our, you know, sort of standard, coaching call. I in the midst of moving, I think I told you that before we press record. So we both came to the call, like hair back and ponytails, apologizing that we were like kind of in the middle of things, but we're present for the call. And, but you know, back in my corporate days, I would never even think about showing up to a meeting with like a ponytail, like not washed my hair, you know, in Lululemon pants. I still had on a decent shirt, but you know, like I was like very casual. And so I think there's I know in my own mindset, there's just a little bit of this, well, I'm working from home. My clients understand, they get it. They're working from home too. We don't need to dress up for this. But I think maybe what you're also saying, and I appreciate this, is like, you know, if I want to be taken seriously, if I want to be, you know, credible, and if I want to show up in the best way possible, like, you know, fully present for my clients, I think, you know, taking the time, thinking about my appearance, thinking about my image is important.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You have to look in the mirror before you do your Zoom or whatever and say, do I represent what I'm promoting? It comes down to that.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, your personality comes through and your warmth and all those things, but first impressions are very important. So if you're meeting for this client and it's the 11th time, okay, but the first time you meet with this client, show up in your best clothes for the situation.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, where do you think sometimes we as women midlife maybe get too wrapped up in some things? Like, I think image is important, and like we just talked about in our business, like showing up in a professional manner for our clients. But where do we get it maybe wrong and then make mistakes? I'm always like sort of interested in also hearing the flip side of things, like where you're like, hey, you know what? You're putting too much effort into this area. Keep it simple. Here's some suggestions.
Okay, well, I can talk about my own personal experience, maybe not about everyone else's. And when you start your own business, you only know what you know. And sometimes you just don't know very much. You just go into one little area. Like for me, I know about image consulting. I know about hypnotherapy. But I, you know, the world of entrepreneurship is so wide and big. And you're bombarded by, you know, different sources that you should do this, you should do that. And there's always new technologies coming out.
Yes.
And it's just overwhelming. And I think that could be a mistake. I think to really narrow down what do you want and have a path. Because if you imagine you're walking in the forest and say, I want to go there, and you kind of have a path, an idea, but there's all those other paths that are opening. And like, oh, I could go this way, just to really bring it back to, okay, where do I want to go? And okay, this is the way to go.
Yeah.
Because it's just too much to try all the paths and consider all the paths and
looking
at the map all the time.
Just exactly.
Yes, that would be my suggestion. It's something I'm still struggling with because there's always new ideas that come up and I think, oh, maybe I should try them.
Well, and I think to give us all some credit, I mean, we were probably raised in a little bit of the generation as far as midlife women where, you know, the adage that we can have it all, therefore we have to do it all. And, you know, we have to be really good at multitasking. Whereas I've been stripping away the multitasking, you know, mantra and just going back to like solo tasking. Like, what can I do? You know, yes, I may have 20 things on my to-do list that I need to get done. And my kids are saying, hey, did you fill out this form and did you get this done for me? But I just have to look at, okay, what's the one thing before I put my head on my pillow tonight that I'm going to do today that's going to make me feel good, that's going to make me feel like, you know, I took the action and the right step forward for tomorrow, the next day. And yeah, I may not get everything else done, but if I got this one thing done today, I feel good about. And so that's, you know, that takes practice. But over the last few years, I've been practicing that sort of methodology. And now my to-do list isn't that big because in the past I used to say yes to everything and then have to try and be really clever about how to navigate through it. And now I just don't say yes to a lot of things. So, you know, even if I'm only getting one thing done, the other four things now don't get done versus the other 20 things that I used to have. So, cause I'm just not signing up for as many things. And I try and say that to my clients too. Let's not dabble in different things that we could do in our business. Let's pick one or two things, cross the finish line on it. And then, you know, take on another one or two things. So I think that that applies to, you know, whether it's your wardrobe, you know, your business.
Yes. And I think one thing, one other image I'd like to bring to this conversation is, you know, when we're in day-to-day mode, we don't see a lot of our progress. But if we were to able to lift up and see where we were a year ago,
right.
You go, oh my gosh, I've covered so much ground. So to be able to celebrate our accomplishments and not just like micro look, oh, I didn't master this, like, you know, my mail list, mailing list, it's not working, but the big picture.
Yeah, I love that. So you have a program called the Love Bloom Odyssey. Can you tell us a little bit about it and what can clients expect from that experience with you?
Yes, I just created this program, and it's perfect for your audience, Brenda. It's for women who have reached maybe 50 and who are like, I want to reinvent myself. And possibly, you know, bring new love in my life. So there's three different aspects. There's the appearance, where we really focus on, you know, making you look good, getting rid of the stuff in the closet that are not supporting you anymore. There's the mindset, you know, stop thinking, oh, all the good, or there's no more men, or there's not women out there for me. There are people. And that's the hypnotherapy part, where we work with the mindset, the unconscious mind. And there's also the environment. You know, if you're familiar a little bit with feng shui, how the energy flows in your house, if your house is cluttered with stuff, it's very hard to bring new energy. So I work with my clients to help them look better, to make them feel more confidence, to believe that, yes, there is a person out there for me, and to help them with their environment. You know, what is not supporting you? So I go to people's house and say, okay, well, let's look at this. Like, what could you do? Like, oh, there's like tons of boxes at the front door. Like, how can you expect someone to come into your life if just like the energy is blocked? So wow. That's a process. It takes about 8 weeks. It's pretty intense, but everything is set in place to.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, the fact that I'm in the midst of my move right now, it's like, yeah, there are like, you can't see on this side of the screen, just like keep it right here. There are boxes there. There's stacked picture frames there. It's all going to have its place by the end of the summer. But for right now, it's kind of like a work in progress. And where can people learn more about this Odyssey program, the Love Bloom Odyssey program? Should they go to their your website? Is that the best place?
They can go on my website. They can give me a call. I'd love to chat with them. That's where they can find the information for the Love Bloom Odyssey. Yes.
Okay, great. And we'll put in the show notes your website link in there so people can refer back to it there. And you're also on LinkedIn, on Instagram, so people can check you out and follow you there. Natalie, just a couple other questions before we say goodbye. I'm just kind of curious because you are an entrepreneur and you said that you started your business, like you left teaching, you know, your full-time teaching job 3 years ago, and you went into your business now around image and mindset consulting 3 years ago. What's one thing that you would, like knowing what you know now about your business and where you're at in it, what would you tell your newbie self 3 years ago, or even when you started getting into all the training around mindset and image consulting?
It's a process. Don't expect to be perfect. Just do it a little bit by little bit. Don't be scared. Really, what's the worst thing that can happen? See the big picture. Don't get caught up with little details. Seek help. You know, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of women who are entrepreneurs. Get into networking groups. People love to help people. And you're not alone, and it's going to be okay. It's not easy, but keep going.
That's what I want. Okay. I love that. And last question for you. If I was to give you a billboard and you could have it anywhere in the world and put anything on it, what would it say and where would you put it?
Oh, that's a tough one. Okay. Where would I put it? Does it have to be like a virtual
billboard? It can be anything you want. You blue sky it. You create it.
Okay. Where would I put it? I would probably put it, I don't know.
Where was the last place you went on vacation that you loved?
Okay. So I'm trying to reach also downtown. I would put lights so it would flash to get people's attention. And I would say something like, life can be easier. I can help. Let me support you in transforming into the best version of yourself.
I love it. I love how you added the lights. Like, it has to have flashing lights, right? So there's the image piece in there. It's like
tactful lights, you know?
Yeah.
Not Christmas lights.
Okay. All right. Not like bedazzled or something like that. Just like, okay, I got it. But I was like, yeah, image is, has to be there. You have to like make sure you approve the billboard before it gets put up. Okay.
Oh yeah, totally.
I love it. Natalie, it's been a pleasure having you on today. And thank you so much for sharing us just sharing all the details about your world and how you help support your clients.
You're welcome, Brenda. It was a real pleasure.
And thanks everyone for tuning in today. We'll see you soon.